Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Linning School Watch, reading of The Christmas Story. Tonight's show will be in English and Vietnamese. the Christmas Story with your host, Diane Lenning, in English and Quy in Vietnamese. This is your host, Diane Lenning. We are so happy you are joining us tonight. We are going to be reading the Christmas Story from the book of Luke, chapter 2. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing or enrollment was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed and enrolled themselves, everyone, into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, unto Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And they had seen, and when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. And when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcising of the child, his name was called Jesus, which was so named of the angel before he was conceived in the womb. And when the days of her purification, according to the law of Moses, were accomplished, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male that openeth the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to that which is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law, then took he him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now thou lettest thy servant depart in peace according to thy word, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation, meaning Jesus, of course, which thou hast prepared for the face, before the face of all people, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people Israel. And Joseph, his father, and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. And Simeon blessed him and said unto Mary his mother, Behold, this child is set for the fall and rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken against. Yea, a sword shall pierce through thine own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. Well, we are going to praise and worship the Lord and worship in song, because just as when Jesus was born, the angels sang in heaven, and when you and I have become born again in the Spirit, the angels sing in heaven as well. And let's listen to those angels sing symbolically here when we listen to the Wonder of Christmas processional, Gloria in Excelsis Deo. And please stay tuned. I'll be right back with you. Just worship the Lord for the birth of the Christ. Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord God for the birth of the Savior, Jesus Christ. You know, at Christmas time we remember the birth of Jesus and know that he lived a life here on earth as God in the flesh and became the eternal lamb sacrifice so that we could all be forgiven of sins and that we could become a part of God's family. For in John 3:16 it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." You know, God sent his Son as a gift of salvation to us. That's one reason we give gifts at Christmas, to remember the gifts that God has given us in his Son. You can become a part of God's family right now. If you'd like to do that, just bow your head and fold your hands and pray with me. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the precious gift of salvation that Jesus has given us. I want to be a part of God's family. Please forgive me of my sins. That Christ cleanses my heart through his sacrifice on the cross. I pray that you will be with me, Lord, as I now accept Jesus into my heart as my Lord and Savior. And I pray that the Holy Spirit that Christ gave us as a gift when he descended will be with me always as I walk in my Christian life to give me guidance and understanding of the scripture. And Lord, help me to find a place where I can share the scripture with other Christians so that I can grow into the stature and strength like the Lord Jesus Christ. And I thank you and praise you for it. In the precious name of Jesus, amen. Hallelujah. The angels in heaven are singing. And they're all singing right now about the birth of Jesus and your rebirth. And we're going to listen to "What Child Is This?" And we'll be right back. So stay tuned with me. What child is this? worship you, Lord Jesus, tonight in song and in our spirits. And we're so grateful, dear Lord, for all those who have come to know you and who have joined our family of God. And we just pray that they will find a place that they will fit in with others who love and serve the Lord. And let's just continue to worship the Lord together as we listen to O Little Town of Bethlehem. We'll be right back. Praise the name of the Lord. Well, in all the hustle and bustle of the holidays, Quy has not called in yet to translate and read in Vietnamese. So I will play a few more songs, and I have emailed her and give her a few minutes. Maybe she'll remember she's supposed to call in or check her email. But at any rate, we are going to have a new schedule in January for our monthly readings, but we will be continuing on after the holidays, so watch for our shows. I'm not sure if it will still be on Wednesday night or not. We might change it to Sunday night. So you need to know, you can check when I'm playing and posting the radio show on Facebook. Just look for Diane Lenning, DianeLenning. I have two pages, so friend me on either one, and you should get to see and hear the radio shows. And you can't always go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Diane-Lenning. And you should be able to scroll down and look for archive shows. However, last time I looked, they've changed the format, so I'm going to review that again and try to announce next time if that is different to find the archive shows. I'm trying to highlight the Christmas shows this year so they'll be at the top. We hope all of you have a wonderful Christmas and a Happy New Year. I may or may not be able to do a show for a couple of weeks because we're thinking of spending some time with family. So we'll be back, though. Keep in tune with us, and you can always stay in touch and find out things by emailing me at diane@lenning.com. That's my name, D-I-A-N-E at L-E-N-N-I-N-G.com. We'll play a few more songs and give Kui a chance to perhaps remember and call in. Let's listen to Silent Night. That's a special one. We'll be right back. I'm so glad you're with us tonight, my friends. Let's listen together to another wonderful Christmas carol called Hark the Herald Angels Sing. And let's worship the Lord together. Let's listen together to another wonderful Christmas carol, Joy to the World. Well, friends, we're coming to the end of another wonderful time together, and we look forward to the new year when we're going to start a new schedule and sharing in different scriptures of the Bible. And let's pray together as we say goodnight. Dear Lord, we thank you so much for all our friends and family and brothers and sisters in Christ. Lord, we pray for those around the world who are trying their best to live a Christian life or to make a living for their families or to take care of their families during times of severe storms or natural disasters. Lord, we just pray that you would touch them and help them to receive the help they need and to learn how to trust the Lord and ask God for the assistance they need. And Lord, we pray that you would woo those unto you around the world by your Spirit, that they would all come to know you. And we praise you and thank you for the birth of Jesus Christ, who we are worshiping tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. So we'll be saying goodnight right after the end of this song, O Little Town of Bethlehem, and we'll see you next time. Take care, my friends. This is your host, Diane Linning, saying good night and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Remember, God loves you and I love you too. Until next time, this is Diane Linning saying goodbye and God bless you. Bye-bye.